So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of the podcast tonight. We are talking about SAS Red Notice. A couple things off the top. If you are listening to this on YouTube, click the subscribe and notifications button so y'all can know when I post new content. And if you're not listening to this on YouTube, go on over there and check it out. You can find it by typing in talking about fun TV shows. So yeah, go over there and check that out. I want to talk about why I'm doing this movie tonight instead of Outlander. I wanted to do this because I wanted to show support to Sam Heughan. A movie is a big deal. And also, I'm not going to lie right here. I'm hoping it'll bring in more listeners because it's actually a big deal. I hope everybody in the Outlander community is watching this movie. And also, you know, if you're watching this movie, I'm hoping you're an Outlander fan. Because Outlander was the first show I covered, so I wanted to do something special for this movie and something that hopefully y'all would enjoy listening to. But enough about all of that. Let's just get into the movie. The synopsis reads, Tom Buckingham, a special forces operator, is taking Dr. Sophie Hart from London to Paris to propose when their train is deep inside the Channel Tunnel. Grace Lewis and her team of heavily armed war criminals seize the train and hold hundreds of passengers hostage. Grace threatens to expose the British government's darkest secrets and blow up the Channel Tunnel if her ransom demands are not met. Unarmed and cut off from his terror team, Tom is the only hope that Sophie and the other passengers have to make it out alive. So this movie starts out, there's a Jeep driving down the road, and you hear a voiceover talking about what a psychopath is. And I wrote down what it says. It says less than 1% of the population is psychopathic. Psychopaths often inherit the trait and are incapable of love. They manage their relationships with clinical precision, succeeding in all walks of life. Psychopaths that can learn to love are more rare as a black swan. And the reason I wrote that down is because it's actually important to the story to understand that, because at least three of the characters in this movie are psychopathic. And two of the characters in this movie are main characters. So, and we'll find out more about that in a little bit. But anyway, in this Jeep, you know, there's two people in this Jeep talking to each other, and the characters are Grace and William Lewis. And they're talking about she's telling him that he needs to name a successor. And she tells him that naming a successor doesn't necessarily mean that you're weak. And then he points out that she's always had more ambition than her brother has. She says that Ollie, her brother, is just trying to impress him. And then he points out that he doesn't care. And he tells her that neither should she. You know, and you could tell because her brother is sitting in the back of the Jeep there, and you can tell that kind of upset him. But this is all important because, you know, the psychopath thing is important to know about because these people don't have feeling. So, but anyway, they're going to go and meet up with this other group of people, and I believe that this is... I tried so hard to figure out where this character, Andy Serkis's character, what group or where did he belong. The thing that I can say for sure is he was bad. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'm going to make a confession right now. With this movie, It took me a couple of watches to get. I am not big on politics. I am, you know, and a lot of this stuff flew right over my head, especially during the first watch. But it was still a good movie nonetheless, because, you know, I love the action sequences and all of that. But anyway, I'm going to get back into the movie here. They're going to meet Andy Serkis's character, and he wants them to do a job for him. He works for the government, and the government is wanting them to take care of this village that they're going to, because they're trying to build a pipeline, and this village is right in the way, and they've tried to pay these people off, they've tried to do everything to get these people to move, to leave, but these people won't leave, and so now this is the government's way of coming in and, you know, taking care of a problem. I don't know if this kind of stuff really happens. But this is the way it's going down in this movie. I mean, for story's sake, anyway. And the character that Andy Serkis is playing, his name is George Clements. So it's I need to get these names instead of saying, like, you know, Andy Serkis doing this and this. It's hard to look at him, guys. Let me tell you, y'all have listened to my Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode. I talked about being a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I'm going to say right here, I mean, I hope people know, but I mean, if you don't, there are people that don't. Andy Serkis played Gollum in the Lord of the Rings. So, and I know he's played in other things, and I know, and he's a great actor. He's a great actor. But because I am such a huge Lord of the Rings fan, I'm always going to associate him with Lord of the Rings. That's just the way it's going to be. So, but anyway, every time I look at him, and there was a scene, there's actually a scene in The Avengers of Age of Ultron where he laughed, and I was just like, the precious, you know? I laughed so hard. But anyway, I don't know why I'm bringing all of this up. But yeah, he's from Lord of the Rings. He plays Gollum. And there was a scene in this movie where, you know, I was like, that sounded just like Gollum. But anyway, let's get back to the movie. Enough about Andy Serkis. He's a great actor. I best know him from Lord of the Rings. Let's leave it at that. Anyway, back to the movie. They're going to meet him, and this Black Swan group is going to take care of what, you know, the problem that the government's having with this village. What they do, though, is they go and they do the job, but they leave witnesses. You know, they leave the men, they kill all the men, but they leave the women and children. And the government didn't want them to leave any witnesses. And you can obviously see, I think, from what I could tell, is that Grace, she probably has a soft spot for children, and because you see that later on in on the train. This is just what I think, but I could be completely wrong. I could be completely wrong about a lot of the stuff in this movie. This is what I got from it. So this is just my thoughts on it. So the Black Swans were hired to do a job and make it look like a terrorist attack, but they left witnesses on this site, and it got to the public, and the government didn't want it to go public, so they weren't going to pay them. But Grace's face gets captured by this little girl filming the whole thing, and so her face is all over the news and all over the place, and so that's why the SAS had to get involved, because, you know, they had to go and hunt this terrorist group, but they needed the SAS to go and take care of the problem. So now you've got one group of people that have done something that the government has hired them to do, and they didn't do it right. So now you've got another government group coming in to take care of this group. So they go and they, well, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. The next scene we see after the Black Swans take care of that village, well, the next scene we see is Sam Heughan's character, Tom, riding on a motorcycle to his castle, because I think he's fairly rich, or he's inherited, you know, a good, I'm not really sure, who he was or who his parents were, but I think they were a, you know, aristocrat lineage. So anyway, he's going home to find a ring to propose to his girlfriend, and he talks with the butler, and the butler says, you know, they talk about how his grandmother got the ring and stuff, and he's asking if are asking the butler if he thinks that his nana, his grandmother, would approve. And of course the butler says of course she would. He says he knows she would be pleased. But he also asks the butler if his nana loved his grandfather. And the butler is telling him in her own way. So this is, you know, that voiceover at the beginning of this movie was talking about psychopathic being inherited, you know. I believe that Thomas's grandmother was a psychopath. So, and of course, Tom is one too. I may as well just go ahead and say that right now. And he walks off, and then the next scene we see is the news talking about what the Black Swan has done. And the news is also wondering if the government is going to get the SAS involved, because y'all, like I said, this is where it gets fuzzy for me. But there are red notices on the Black Swans, and I guess the SAS are the ones that take care of that. So then it shows the Prime Minister watching footage of what happened with the Black Swans to that village, and he's telling Andy Serkis's character to go and take care of them. He's telling him, because Andy Serkis at first wants to just go and arrest him, but the Prime Minister, you know, says you got to take care of them, because these people, it can't get traced back to the Prime Minister, you know. So the next scene we see is Tom, and he's going to see Sophie, and she's a nurse in the hospital, and he's standing there, he's hiding behind the curtain, and she walks by, and he's come to surprise her with tickets to Paris. And apparently she hasn't seen him in a while. I think she said something like 3 weeks. And she says that she can't go, but he's already gone behind her back and talked to her supervisor for to do this. And she's a little upset about that, because, you know, she hasn't even talked to him. And the first thing he does, instead of finding her and talking to her about going to Paris, he goes and talks to her supervisor about it. But he gets a call from his job, and he has to go, and he's leaving, but she tells him she hasn't even said yes yet, but the look on her face tells us that she's probably going to go with him. So the next scene we see, Grace is running, and she's going to this house where the Black Swans have set up, and she goes into the kitchen, and she's talking with William, and they're talking about how the SAS is fixing to come in on them, and that they probably need to get out of there. And then, of course, William he doesn't want to run. So they're talking about enacting this safeguard plan that they have, and he doesn't want to do it. I'm not sure how he feels about it, because he says that the casualties are always 100%. But Grace, she says that they're fixing to get shot in the back, so, you know, what do they got to lose? But the next scene we see is Tom, and he's coming up to the driveway, and there's a woman out there working in the yard, and she looks pregnant, and he starts talking to her about the pansies that she's growing, and he asks her questions about her pregnancy and everything, and she can't give him all the answers. And so he comes up on her, and he injects something in her, and I guess she's knocked out or something. Maybe she's killed, I don't know. But he calls it in and confirms that this is probably somebody from the Black Swans, and they're going in, and he starts getting shot at or well, actually back at the surveillance area, the guy Tom is talking to is telling him, you know, to go in and make an arrest. And then, of course, Clemens, Andy Serkis's character, is back there, you know, telling him, you know, just to shoot them, you know, do not worry about all of that. But the guy, the other guy is arguing that that's not how they work, you know. So, but anyway, Tom starts to go into the area and he starts getting shot at, and the rest of the team comes up and there's this big old shootout in the front area there, and they bust their way into the house and they're clearing each room as they go through it, and they come to the dining area and they go in and William is sitting there. And they're wondering where Grace is, and he tells them that she's upstairs getting dressed. And Clemens comes in and dismisses the other guy standing there because Tom goes up to investigate where Grace might be, and so Clemens dismisses his partner guy standing there, and so he comes over there and starts sitting down and talking to William. And they're trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do with each other and sizing each other up. And, of course, Clemens, you know, he says something about they got messed up with the cell phone fiasco. And then he points out that Grace is probably not going to be joining them for lunch. And of course, William is sitting there and it's like, no. And he says that Grace is special, and he confesses that he's never loved anything in his life because, you know, he's a psychopath. He's one of the three characters in this movie that are psychopaths. And he was the voiceover at the beginning of this movie, which was played, this William is played by Tom Wilkinson. Now, I don't know if I know this actor, but his face looks very familiar. I'm going to have to probably look him up, but he was a good actor, or he is a good actor. But anyway, they're sitting there, and of course, George, I'm going to have to catch myself every time. I always want to catch myself talking about Tom, because I almost call him Sam. But anyway, Clemens gets up and shoots William, but meanwhile, upstairs, Tom and his partner, and that guy's name right now is escaping me, but I'll figure it out in a minute. They're looking for Grace, of course, and they see movement behind them, and it's a woman, and they're telling her to stand down or stand still, and she turns around, and she's got a grenade, and she pulls the pin, and Tom shoots her in the face, and then jumps out the window, him and his partner there. And they fall into some leaves. Of course, they're all right. And then their supervisor comes and he's mad at them or upset with them that they didn't do the situation without they were supposed to do it with non-lethal means, but Tom says that the girl that he shot was not Grace, and he points out that they knew they were coming and questions how they knew that, and his supervisor tells him that that's a problem for another day, and, you know, of course, and he gets in his van and leaves, and tells Tom to, because Tom's got a nasty wound on his face, so, but him and his partner have both been told to stand down, and the next scene we see, he goes over and he's talking to his partner, and I guess his partner has been staying with him on the couch, because they're talking about, you know, the pain, the wounds that they had just gotten and all this. And he tells his partner that he's going to propose to Sophie. And at first he's joking around with him that it could be a bad idea and all this. But then he also points out or asks him, you know, how long they've known each other. Tom tells him, you know, since basic training. And so this guy says that in all those years that he's known him, he's never known him to love anybody, but and asks him how his relationship with Sophie is any different, And Tom says it is. It's just different. But the other guy walks off, and Tom, he's standing there, and you can tell he's kind of probably questioning whether he really loves Sophie or not at this point. But he does feel it, you know. He does. We learn that later on in the movie that he really does love her. Then the next scene we see Sophie is actually doctoring his injury up, and she's asking him, you know, how he feels about what he had to do on the mission, and he tells her that it was either the girl or him, you know, that he shot in the face, but she asks him if it bothered him, and he says no, and this bothers Sophie. It would bother me too if someone looked me dead in the eye and said, no, this doesn't bother me, that I just killed somebody. That's probably a little bit troublesome. But she gets upset, and she says that they're too different and everything. But he says, we can talk about it when we get to Paris, I think, or something to that effect. And she says, only if you really want to talk, you know, she'll go. So he asks her if she still has her plane ticket, and of course she jokes around and says she doesn't, but he says good, because I'm gonna take you on the first train to Paris. So they go, we see them on the motorcycle going to the train, and they show a lot of London in this scene, and it is so beautiful. You know, if y'all are listening to my Men in Kilts episodes, and Outlander, I talk about always wanting to go to Scotland. But London is another place that I would just love to be able to go to someday. But anyway, it's so beautiful. So maybe someday I'll get to go. But anyway, back to the movie. They are going through security. And on the other side of the security, there's a woman getting on. And she's in a wheelchair. And she's, you know, and she goes through, and she gets through. She's important, you know. You need to pay attention to her. Of course, you can tell that. I mean, why would they be showing us this woman? And because she's important. So this wasn't really planned when I started this podcast. But I'm going to split this podcast into two parts. And this is going to be the end of part one. And I will try and get part two out sometime later in the week. It will not affect the schedule for the rest of the shows. I will try to get part two posted on one of my free days. So anyway, that's going to wrap up this episode. And y'all be looking out for part two in the future. So y'all just keep having fun. Talking about fun things, not things.